The Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph is talking about the din of a nivlas iftar. If you eat from a nivlas iftar, you're metame in the Beis HaBliya. And the Brisa says a chiddush that if you eat the kurkav in the Bnei HaMe'ayin, you're also going to become tame. And the Gemara says that the chiddush is that you would have havamina, since there are people who don't eat it, it's not considered rai la'chila, and it won't be metame. Kamashma, that it is metame you. So if you're the maskana, if you eat the kurkav on the Bnei Mayim, it is metame the Beis HaBliya, even though it's not Rai Lachila. And the question is, so what's Taki the Pshat in there? Why would it be metame if it's not Rai Lachila? What's the beer in the Kamash Malan of the Gemara? So B'Pashas, you could say that this would be Tali on a Chakir, the Acharnim have very sadistic a Chakir, and how to understand the din of Nivlas Iftar being metame Beis HaBliya. So it has a unique din, Nivlas Iftar. Normally, something is metame by touching it. With maga over here, it's not metame by touching it. It's only metame if you eat it. Derech achilo when it's bebeis ablia. So is the pshat that the tar is being mechadish, that this is a new type of tumah? It's not tame through negia. It's only tame through a maisa achilo. Or maybe the pshat is that this is also a tumas maga. It is metame through maga. But the tar says the only place where the maga will be metame is in the beis ablia. Nowhere else. It's a special din that it's metame beis ablia, even though it's beis astarim. It's metame over there medin maga. But when it gets to beis ablia, it is a get of tumas maga. This chakir is cleared by Yosef Engel and Asim Daraisa, Klal Aleph, and other achronim as well. So if you learn that it's a get of tumas achila, then an attack needs beer. What would be the pshat? Why should it be metame derech? Why should it be metame through achila if this is not derech achila, if people don't eat it? But if the pshat is that it's not a tumas achila, it's a tumas maga, the maga is metame, but where does that maga take place? In the base of bliya. So it's not really an achila dekid, then it's a denegia. So who cares if it's not derech achila? As long as it got into the base of bliya and the negia took place over there, that would be enough to be metame. So that could be the beer in the kamashmon of the gemara, that even though it's talking out derech achila, but being that the side of the tumas is not a tumas achila, it's a tumas maga, the maga has to take place in base of bliya, therefore it will be metame even though it's not derech achila. The Filos Achronim will hold that it is a Tumas Achila, not a Tumas Maga, so then Lachar, you have to say that the Maskan of the Gemara is that it is considered Derech Achila, just because some people don't eat it, doesn't make it not Derech Achila. It is considered Derech Achila, and that would be the beer in the Kamash one of the Gemara, the Filos Achronim, and I saw Taka in the Sefer from Rav Kolevsky Zatzal in Anbeyan, and Simcha Falaf, he learns this, he says this, Lefilos Achronim, you have to say that the Pshat is that it's Lefilos Maskana, it is considered Derech Achila, so how you learn the Maskan of the Gemara, what the Kamash Malan is, would be Talian this Chakira, whether it's a din, the tuma is a din achila or a din maga. If it's a din achila, then the kamash one is that it is derech achila, but if it's a din maga, then it could be it's not a derech achila, but afal pichin will be metame tumas maga, because we don't care if it's a derech achila or not.